This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan together with Julia Jacobs and Lim Soo Ann. So we are picking up a lot of different things coming through. There are reports actually that Prime Minister Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad will be resigning. This is on Malaysia Kini. They haven't, however, been able to independently verify this as of now. Mm-hmm. But we do have, we do have someone on the line to kind of share with us what the repercussions of this might be. We have on the line Dr. Oh Ee Sun, who is the Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs.
Oh, hi.
Hi, Dr. Oh, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Nice to talk to you again.
Thank you for making time for us. So we've just heard that Dato' Sri Azmin Ali and Zuraida have been sacked from PKR. What does this mean for PKR leadership?
Well, it would in effect mean a formal break between the two factions in PKR, namely the Anwar and the Azmin factions, because, their differences have been shimmering for, I think, almost 1.5 years now since the last general election, with, for example, Azmin openly defying Anwar and not attending the Supreme Council meetings and so on. So now, of course, with this break, it would also mean, in terms of their parliamentary representations, what would be left within PKR and how many would Azmin bring with him in terms of members of parliament, yeah.
So what support do they both have within PKR and within the whole Pakatan coalition?
Well, as the president of the party, Anwar would, of course, still have sizable control and influence within the party. But I think with Zuraida and Azmin leaving PKR, I think we are looking at they bringing away anywhere from, let's say, 15 to 20 out of the total about 49 parliamentary members of PKR. Now, then the question is also this... These MPs who leave PKR, would they join the rumored new coalition led by Dr. Mahathir, or would they do something else? That would have a lot of implications, both for the party as well as for the ruling Pakatan coalition. Yeah.
And what are the repercussions of this on PKR's position within the Pakatan?
Well, if let's say they have less 15 or 20 fewer members of parliament, then DAP would emerge as the largest party within Pakatan. But we are talking about a very fluid situation here, because if this sort of left members, if they join a new coalition and that coalition is more than half of total MPs, they may form a new government, then this Pakatan Harapan would be relegated to be an opposition coalition. So then whoever is in charge of this opposition coalition may not be as important as otherwise. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so another breaking news we've heard is that Bersatu President Muhyiddin Yassin has announced that Bersatu is pulling out of Pakatan Harapan. What would that mean for the coalition and also the premiership as well? Because Bersatu members had previously signed an SD to support Tun M.
Well, if Bersatu is pulling out of Pakatan, it has about, let's say, 26 or 27 members of parliament. But in conjunction with Azmin's faction, who he would be pulling out from PKR as well, we are looking at up to about 45 to 50 members of parliament, which is about one-fifth of the total members of parliament. So that is a very sizable portion. If they were to join the new coalition, well, that means it could lead to the collapse of Pakatan, yeah.
Mm. Actually, Dr. Oh, we've just gotten news that the PMO office, the PMO has just issued a statement that Tun M is resigning. Do you have any comments on that?
Dr. Mahathir resigning from the premiership at this particular moment is, of course, very curious, because last Friday, it was just agreed that he will serve until November, number one. Number two, it could also be some sort of political tactic, namely he resigning in order to once again form a new coalition. So that there will be a so-called technicality, a constitutional technicality, so that he could put together a new coalition and continue to be the prime minister. So my advice is this may not be the last of the story of what's going on, because if you combine his resigning with Bersatu leaving Pakatan and with Azmin being fired and so on, we are indeed looking at the formation of a new coalition. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Dr. Oh, for taking the time. And we will be looking at the situation as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
So that was Dr. Oh Ee Sun, Senior Fellow at Singapore Institute of International Affairs. So we will be taking a quick break. And when we come back, we will be discussing this further. This is The Daily Digest on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.